Hello and welcome to another episode of the Dad Strength Podcast. I am your host, Richie Leahy. Today we are going to go ahead and finish up with the milestones. We are now on the year 5 milestone. And what this means is we're going to be moving the podcast forward to a more exciting format, going to add some video. And so that's going to be cool. We might have a change in date again. So it might be moved to another day of the week. I'm not 100% sure. We do have our own website that is up and running. It is now dadstrength.us. And that is a website where you can go ahead, find the latest episodes. I'm going to be expanding some of the descriptions that I have on there so far so that you can go ahead and look it up, try to find out any information. If I mention like certain toys and things, I'm going to go ahead and try to link them in the post there. I've been adding these to YouTube, so they're probably going to be embedded on the page is my idea, what I'm going to try to do, and then they'll be linked from there as well. So find us on social media, which is I'm Richie Leahy. So look me up, follow me, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and if you like the show, give me some feedback. Give me some ratings and let me know. All right, moving on to the year 5 milestones. Same categories as always, social and emotional, language and communication, cognitive, and the last one is movement and physical development. So with social and emotional, they're going to go ahead, and we learned last week at the year 4 milestone that they're going to try to hang out with new friends and hang out with kids their age. Well, this one, this milestone's a little bit different. They're going to want to have the same styles and copy their friends. And this is where you really want to have them make sure that they're hanging out with a good crowd, because they're going to want to please their friends and they're going to want to be like them. So this is where your child can develop their own sense of style, and you don't want them to fall in with the bad crowd. I know you hear that. It might be scary. Your parents might have told you that as you were growing up. Well, now this is the age that it actually happens. Along with this, they're also going to be more likely to agree with rules. So as long as you explain the rules that you have set in your house, or they have them at school, whatever, as long as you can explain them in a way that the child will understand, they're going to be more likely to agree with them. So they're going to know the boundaries, and they're going to know the routine, and it's going to make them feel comfortable, and they're going to enjoy it. So they'll know. If they do something inappropriate, they might say, oh, I think I need a timeout or whatever. So be firm, go with whatever routines you have set and stick with them, because it's a big deal for children at this age to go ahead and have that routine in their lives. They're also going to start to expand their behaviors. So they're going to like to either sing, dance. They might like to act, do dress up, play games like that. So I encourage that. Try to have those activities encouraged at your house, even if you're not a big fan of like musicals and dancing and things like that. Make sure that your child's exposed, because you want them to be as well-rounded as possible. It will help them whenever they get into school, because they're going to have to take, most likely they're going to have to take these classes anyway. As they grow up here, they're also going to be aware of their gender. That's a big one. So they're going to know, boys are gross, girls are gross, whatever. That awkward age, that's going to start here before puberty hits. So you'll have that to deal with around age 5. And with that, they're going to know what's real and what's make-believe. So if you're telling them stories, they're going to start to know this is a good age to go ahead and have them experience different events and things like that. So if you haven't taken them to a zoo, go ahead and show them that, hey, these animals we've been reading about, here they are. This is what they look like. Take them to a petting zoo. They can get the hands-on experience and see what some of these animals are all about. So they're going to know what's real and make-believe. Try to show them different experiences so that they learn a lot more. They'll be able to relate to it compared to if they don't experience those. And from there, they're going to learn more independence, continuing on what they learned before, where they have the independence age. They're going to go ahead and start to learn a little bit more about themselves, what they like, what they don't like. So encourage them, give them some alone time, Let them have their own room if you can, or let them decorate their own part of the room if they're sharing with a sibling or with someone else, so that they have a sense of ownership for it. And they, with this and their independence, they're going to have some demanding constraints and things where they're going to want to do things, but they're overall, they're going to be very cooperative as long as you're explaining the rules and why you do certain things. If you just yell and say, you're not allowed to do that, they might start to give some kickback. So please explain to them why you want them to do that, why it's important. Moving on now to language and communication. With this, they're going to be able to speak very clearly. They're still going to have a limited vocabulary, but you should be able to understand them, their needs and their wants. So work on that. Read to them. Expand their vocabulary. Let them experience different shows, different dialects if possible. And so just so that they can pick up on it, because it's going to be important as they get older. Next, they're going to be able to tell simple stories using full sentences. They're going to be able to tell you about their day. I know we built on this from last week. They're going to go ahead and do some exaggerations, let them tell their stories. And with that, we have a new one. They're going to also use future tense. So they're going to know a sense of time a little bit, and they're going to be able to communicate that. Like, oh, so-and-so is going to be here at this time. Someone's coming early. I have to go to school soon. They're going to know the future tense, and they're going to be able to go ahead and explain that. And building up their personal information, they should be able to say their name, their address, and details about them. Make sure you practice, because they need to know that information at school, and they're going to need to know it in their everyday lives. So it's very early to get started to learn that there are factual information that they need to know. And show them. Show them you have a road sign in your house. This is the road we live on, so people know. That's how the mailman gets here. This is the number on our house, on our mailbox. That's how they know where to deliver things to. That's where you live. So when people ask, you can go ahead and tell them. Now the third category, cognitive. They should be able to continue counting up past 10. So work on that with them. Like I said last time, do some math. Have them add some toys together, fruits. Have them help with the shopping. Have them help with the list. Because then they can go ahead and get that life skill out of the way. And then they'll know why it's important to have these things so that they can help do themselves on their own. Show them some money. Have them pay for their own little things. Say, hey, you get $5 worth of groceries for your snacks or whatever. Let them pick them out. They can decide what they would want, how much they're going to be able to spend, and teach them those life skills. Going on with their artistic ability, they're going to be able to draw. Last time we said like a person with 4 body parts, now they're up to 6. They can draw like the torso, maybe the neck. They can go ahead and start to draw a little bit better, so encourage that. They're going to be able to write and print out letters and numbers. Make sure that they're getting out the correct form. They used to have those tracing books. I think they still have those around where you can trace the alphabet. And that's a good thing to have to encourage them to make the letters correctly and to make sure that they know all of the letters. And you can go through that with them. With shapes, they should be able to copy triangles, squares, rectangles, circles. So encourage that as well. I don't know if there should be a tracing book for that too. So go ahead and practice those with them just so that they're learning and they can go ahead and do that skill at this early age. And with this, then the other cognitive, we mentioned it earlier, with like food and money, give them some everyday experience. Tell them like, all right, hey, this is what I have to do when I wake up. I have to make a list when we go shopping. These are everything I need. This is the amount of money I have. And some people are secretive about money. And if you don't want the kid to know how much you spend on your own, give them a little amount. Say, hey, you get this. This is your allowance. This is why you're getting that amount. Now you can go ahead and see how much everything costs, so that you know if you're like spilling food or wasting things. You learn that life skill that, hey, this is something that you probably don't want to do. You don't want them to grow up spoiled. So let them go through and learn the experiences as you do them yourself. It's probably best not to shield them from everyday tasks and hide. I know some people are afraid to talk about money in front of their kids. It's probably not a good thing to have. I know growing up, depending if you had stuff or not, there might be something that's ingrained in you. But try to have them learn at least some responsibility, because it will go a long way as they get older and they start to make their own life choices. Now, on to the last category, movement and physical development. They should be able to stand up, have some balance, 10 seconds or longer on one leg, going back and forth. Both legs should be equally strong. Make sure you develop that if they're favoring one. Have them try the other just to get it, because that's always a good skill to have. Next, they can hop, jump. They can probably skip a little bit. Teach them those skills, because you want them to have as much body control as possible. It just helps in the long run, because if they're able to stand up, stay on their feet, keep their balance, then they're not going to get hurt as much. They're not going to fall. They're going to have that coordination translate to other things. And I've mentioned it before, driving. As long as they don't have self-driving cars then everywhere, your child's going to need to have some type of body control for that. They should be able to do a somersault, roll around, anything big movement-wise, they should be able to do at this age. Try to teach them some coordination, things like jumping jacks. Show them that, like, hey, we need to have all your body parts moving at the same time. And just work on some balance. Have them go out to like a mini balance beam. Put something on the ground, see if they can walk on it. It doesn't even have to be that high off the ground, just to see if they can balance a little bit. And try to encourage that and try to build it. Same with the tumbling. Get one of those mats. Encourage tumbling. Show them how to correctly fall. To have them take a tumbling class with a gymnastics teacher, male or female. Because if they learn how to fall the correct way, they're not going to get hurt in the long run. It's going to be more beneficial. So I directly encourage that. Have them go outside and get and play, and then learn how not to get hurt. Because then, as a parent, then you have less worries yourself. Moving on with food, they should be able to use forks and spoons. And you can try to give them a little bit of a knife. I wouldn't give them too sharp of a knife yet at this age, but they should be able to use it. Give them a steak, have them put the fork in and cut it with a knife. Try to learn those skills if they are going to use a sharp knife. Otherwise, just teach them the knife skills with butter and toast. You don't need a sharp knife for that. That way they can learn how to use the table knife cutting up bread. Next, they can use the toilet on their own. And this might have happened earlier. And this is a big one that I'll probably be spending other episodes on. But use the toilet. Encourage it. They should be able to go on their own. You shouldn't have to worry about diapers really much anymore. Maybe some type of like big boy pamper pull-ups or something like that. But try to get that out even earlier than this. But age 5, they should be good. And you can start to transfer them into regular underwear. And back to the last overall physical development, they should be able to climb and swing on things, think monkey bars, and goes along with the balance. Take them out to some type of playground that has these. I know they have, well, at least when I was growing up, they used to have gymnastics playgrounds that had the balance beams for kids, small balance beams. They had the monkey bars. They had the climbing sets up, so that they can go ahead and practice those skills. Now I've seen a lot of the rock climbing walls. Take them out for that. See if they can use that. Some of them are just steep. Some of them are a little bit more steep. But it's a good skill to learn, because they're going to use it in their everyday lives. And so that's it for the milestones. At this age then, your child should pretty much be fully developed. So from here on out, it's going to be more cognitive jumps. They're going to learn more words, physical stuff they're going to be able to do. And so we're going to be moving the podcast on. I'm going to be introducing video, so look for that. Go on YouTube, Dad Strength. I've already have the separate channels up. The episodes are all pretty much caught up, I think. With SoundCloud's limit, I always get behind on SoundCloud. So subscribe on iTunes. It's on Stitcher Radio. Tune in. I'm going to be changing the feed. I haven't done that yet. To be hosted by Leahy Media, the parent company, just to have that in a central place now that we have our own URL. And the reason I'm doing that is just in case maybe dadstrength.com will ever become open. I'm probably not going to bid on it if it's not up for regular sale, because I'm not going to do an auction for the domain name, because I really don't need the actual .com. But just to help out in the long run, I'm going to go ahead and move the podcast feed. I don't know if that will interrupt services or anything, but look for it. You'll probably get 2 episodes next week as we transition into the video podcast form, because that might have me change the day that we go live with it. But thank you for listening, and subscribe, find out some more, visit our site. There'll be some new things added, so check that out. Bookmark us. Add me on social media. You've been listening to the Dad Strength Podcast with Richie Leahy. Thank you.